from the Indy Star, Stephen Holder, joining us. Stephen, thanks for giving us some time this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
So talk to me a little bit about the general sense in Indianapolis for this season coming up, because we feel like optimism is abound here in Tennessee, but I get the sense that maybe that's the way every city feels in the division. What is the sense in Indianapolis right now regarding the Colts this year?
Well, so I think there's what I would describe as like cautious optimism, and there's a couple of factors that cause it to be cautious as opposed to like outright. And so one would obviously be, does Andrew Luck get back on track, you know, as quickly as everyone hopes? That's something, you know, no one can forecast. And I think he'll be healthy. The question is, how does he play right out of the gate? And that's a big question for the Colts. They have a pretty manageable opening schedule, so they have an opportunity to get off to a great start. So that's one. The other thing is, this team is really just been constructed on the defensive side, so there's really no telling how that's going to look. I think the talent level is better. I mean, they were one of the worst defenses in the NFL last season. So they've upgraded to some extent. The question is, we don't know to what extent. And that's something that we can only find out by watching this unit play together. They're all going to be new. There's going to be as many as 7 new starters on defense, which is insane. So those are two things that I think right now no one can really accurately forecast. But when you look at this football team, if the defense is better – and Andrew Luck truly is healthy, they still have an offense that last season was 8th in scoring in the NFL, with despite being undermined by that defense. So they still have a chance to be very good offensively, with the potential for the offensive line to be even more improved. So I think the opportunity for Indianapolis is there, but those things have to come together.
So the parallels that I find really interesting with the Titans hiring John Robinson last year and then keeping sort of status quo at the coaching staff, whatever you want to call that, with Mike Mularkey, it seemed to have worked. There are glowing reviews when the Colts hired Chris Ballard as the GM, and he sort of kept status quo with the coaching staff. Is Chris Ballard capable of this type of turnaround the way John Robinson showed he was capable last year?
Well, I think when you have the quarterback situation stabilized, and that was something that John was able to benefit from, right, in Tennessee, that gives you the opportunity. So, you know, we'll see. I think two things. Chris Ballard did something that Ryan Grigson was reluctant to do, and that is to finally hit the reset button on defense. And that was something that Ryan Grigson had shown a reluctance to do for too long. Everyone knew it had to be done, and they finally blew it up. That defense, you've seen it, it was old. And they were done, and this just had to happen, and it was something that had been pushed back and sort of kicked down the road too long. So finally that's happened. And as far as, you know, Chuck Pagano and Chris Ballard, here's the thinking from Chris Ballard. He saw, when he came in, he saw the film, he saw what the talent level was, and he was not convinced that Chuck Pagano could win with the talent level that he had previously in the building. So this is his shot. So we'll find out what Chuck Pagano well, let's put it this way. I think Chris Ballard is going to make up his mind about Chuck Pagano after the coming season, when he finds out, you know, after getting an up-close and personal look at his coach, what he can actually do with the roster that's been assembled.
We're talking to Stephen Holder, Colts reporter for the Indy Star. Talk to me a little bit about the draft picks, because Malik Hooker, Quincy Wilson, obviously they aggressively went after rebuilding the secondary in the draft. Have you gotten a chance to get any sense of how those guys are acclimating yet?
Well, I'll start by saying this. The front 7 was the focus of free agency, and they really went hard there. You know, the Jonathan Hankins acquisition could really pay off. He's certainly a proven interior defensive lineman, so that was big. They've got guys like, you know, Sean Spence, who, you know, not huge acquisitions, but guys who at least add to the competition level in the front 7. So we'll see how that pans out. Now, in the back end, they really hadn't touched that at all and had a lot of work to do there. So the secondary was a big focus of the draft. They had 3 defensive backs picked out of their 8 picks. And the Malik Hooker acquisition, I like that a lot. But he really fell to them. He was never a guy they targeted just because they didn't think they'd get him. So the Colts felt really fortunate to have Malik Hooker fall there, and he hasn't been able to participate in the offseason because he had offseason surgery, but it was something that they're forecasting he'll be back from for the start of training camp. So right now he's on schedule. Certainly Quincy Wilson at the University of Florida in their second round pick, he could be a starting corner for them opposite Vontae Davis, depending on how his training camp goes. So they have high hopes for these guys, and two of their four starting defensive backs could be rookies. So that's a tall bar, but I do think the youth and the speed will help this defense be better, even if they're not as experienced. Those things, I think, will sort of even out the playing field.
Certainly the number one thing everybody talks about with Andrew Luck is his protection and the offensive line, and they invest in Ryan Kelly 2 years ago in the first round. I think Zach Banner's a really talented kid, big-time recruit, played at USC, could be a contributor. Have they invested enough in the offensive line to protect their asset at quarterback?
Yeah, I think they feel like they've done enough, and we'll see. You know, this season will determine that answer long-term, but in the short-term, I think the answer is yes. They have really gone hard. They had four draft picks on the offensive line in the 2016 draft, and then this year added a couple more. So I think those resources are resources they have not invested well in the past. This year, not only did they invest the resources, they feel like they got the right guys, and that really is everything. So I feel like this offensive line has a chance to really take a step forward. Now, you know, look, we're forecasting here, and this is all on paper. But on paper, I'm telling you, this line is going to be potentially the best Andrew Luck has ever had. That may not be saying much, but if you give that kid a chance, and I think give him the protection that, you know, most quarterbacks can at least rely upon, that changes everything for Andrew Luck. He's never been able to have that, never been able to say that. And I think that would really sort of alter the trajectory of the kid's career if he can have consistent protection.
Fantastic stuff, guys. Follow him on Twitter, at Holder Steven. Steven Holder, we appreciate your time, man. Colts reporter for the Indy Star. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, man.
All right, anytime. Thanks for having me.